Of the Nozcast. I'm your host, Kotl Kyo, and with me is the notorious one himself.
What's up?
Fantastic introduction from the man himself there. How are you today, Noz?
Yeah, man, I'm all good. You know, just after being done the first week work, you know, it feels good to be back, doesn't it? A bit of normality again.
Yeah, I'm a bit jealous of you going back to work there now. I can't wait until the gyms are back open.
Yeah, when are they back open, actually?
So we're allowed to open back on the 7th, but I'm not 100% sure if I'll be back to work. Because we have a pool in the gym as well, and the pools take a couple of weeks to regulate, so our chemicals, pH levels and all that, and the temperature as well.
Oh, well, you have to make sure they're to like a certain level or something.
Yeah, because they all have to be at the safe level to go into the pool, and then they get changed throughout the days as well. You have to keep them regulated the entire time.
All right. You don't have anything to do with those, though. You're only like the gym part.
Oh, yeah, no, not a whole lot now. No, I go down to do my aqua aerobics, and that's about it.
All right, that's not too bad.
So. Living good down there.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today, Kyo?
Well, today we're going to touch back on a subject that we briefly brought up in our Disney edition, which was me not liking Marvel. But we've added a little bit to it. We're going to discuss DC as well. Just give me something I do like to talk about.
Yeah, it'd be a good compare and contrast. And, you know, it gives a bit of validity to the argument. Like, we're going back and forth.
Yeah.
Going to put it on the record here. I do like both of them. A lot. I like Marvel and I love DC as well. Like I love both of them. I like Marvel.
No. He loves DC because DC is better.
Nah, like it. They're, simple like, when facts. I have to say personally, whatever when it goes to like comics, whatever about when it goes to animated, when it comes to live action movies, the DC EU doesn't hold a candle off the MCU. The MCU is leagues above it.
In production quality, I'd say definitely. But in genuine, like, the movie quality and like how enjoyable it is, I think DC wins. I think DC wins by a good distance as well.
And we talking, when you're saying DC, are you including like the likes of the Nolan trilogy, the old Batmans, the old Supermans, are you talking about the competition for the MCU, the DCU? You know, the one starting with Man of Steel, kind of Batman vs Superman, that new Justice League movie,
see,
all that.
I think the old ones are a good example of like where I'm saying it doesn't have the same production quality. But they're still good movies because I think they're very easy to enjoy, even though if you do look at Superman flying and clearly see he's lying on a table and just chilling.
Look, we have to cut him some slack because that was like 1978 when that came out. So we're going to cut him some slack there. Back then, that was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
So,
it was
the first ever superhero movie. So that was a big milestone.
It was. It was massive. And it definitely started off the best possible universe in DC there.
Telling you, Kyo never shies away from a controversial opinion.
Not at all.
Okay, so we'll go with it then. What's your favorite DC movie?
Well, I've got to say my DC movie would be definitely The Dark Knight.
That's a solid choice. I think that's pretty much everyone's.
Yeah, I was thinking
DC.
Yours would be the same there. Yeah.
Oh no, like 100 miles.
Yeah.
If we're talking DCEU, so like the universe that they have set up, like the MCU. I'd go with Zack Snyder's Justice League. I think it's so much of an improvement on the original Justice League. And it was nice to see his vision be portrayed finally on the big screen. So I would go with that as my favourite DC EU movie. Wonder Woman being a close second, but the final act of that movie lets it down.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen that, so I won't be able to give any input on that. But I will be seeing it soon.
I've been trying
to get me to watch a couple of movies. But
anyway, I understand the 4-hour runtime is a bit of something you're like, oh, like 4 hours, but honest to God, it does fly by.
I won't even lie, the 4 hours isn't the reason, like, I want to watch it. I believe I will enjoy all 4 hours of that movie. Just finding time, man.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do. It's hard to find time. What would be your favourite Marvel movie then?
Oh, this one might spark a bit of controversy here.
Oh, I love
it. So Marvel movies as I discussed, I like the Guardians of the Galaxy and I like Black Panther.
Yeah, two very solid choices, especially Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy definitely has probably the best soundtrack I've ever heard.
Hooked on a feeling.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good, man. It's one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life.
So, I do love them, but I don't know. I think Black Panther was just such a great movie overall that I'd say maybe. I suppose I'm clearly on the fence here, but if you're going to push me, I'd say first Guardians of the Galaxy, probably my favourite one.
Yeah, no, that's definitely can argue with that. Guardians of the Galaxy is like definitely in top 5 MCU movies. I'd say that widely regarded. If you were to ask 10 people, I'm sure I'd say 9 of them would agree that's at least in the top 5. So yeah. I wouldn't say that's too controversial. Black Panther then is it is the most critically acclaimed. On Rotten Tomatoes, it's the highest score.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be controversial either, but all you have to say, it's probably, my opinion is probably the controversial one for once.
See, I think...
I'm not mad at it.
I think Black Panther is just, it's cinematically great as well.
I think it was more of a cultural event.
Yeah, it was a big cultural event too.
Yeah, it was great seeing an African superhero. It was such a big, he wasn't the first black superhero, we obviously have Blade.
Yeah.
But he was the first African superhero.
Yeah,
and
huge.
It was brilliant. And all the scenes in Wakanda are brilliant. And the movie is very solid, don't get me wrong. It's a good movie. But for me, as more of an indictment of how good the MCU is, it wouldn't be in the top 10 for me just because I think there's so many better movies in it, but it is a very good movie. I just think that, again, like Wonder Woman, the final fight with Killmonger kind of lets it down. The CGI is a bit shoddy, and it brings it down a notch.
Not like fair, but a little bit.
But, yeah, no, it's still a fantastic movie. So, and most people would agree with you that it is at least in the top 5, if not the best.
Mm.
So I'm the controversial one here. Then it brings us to least favourite in both of them. We'll go Marvel and DC.
Least favourite in both of them. Well, if I were to go least favourite Marvel... No, we'll go DC first, because Marvel's too dodgy.
No, Marvel, I can see he's going on to a fucking mad tangent when you say your Marvel.
My least favourite DC movie would be... I'd say it's probably that Batman vs. Superman that came out. I don't know, I just didn't like the way it was done. I didn't see the need for the movie. I think it was just a movie that was forced out there to try get money, basically.
Yeah.
And I think it was a big flop.
Yeah, it backfired completely financially. It flopped at the box office.
Yeah, and I can see why. It's a bit shit.
See, the way I look at it, and I do defend Batman vs Superman. Like, I know it's not a good movie. Like that's not, we'll call it spade a spade. It's pretty bad. But I don't mind bad movies. I can enjoy bad movies. What I don't like are boring movies. Boring movies are unwatchable. Bad movies, I can still have a fun time with. And I do have a fun time with it. And the things that Batman vs Superman does do well, they stick with me. Like that Batman fight scene in the warehouse when he's saving Martha Kent. It's the best Batman fight scene I've ever seen by a country mile. And the amount of times I've watched it on YouTube back, I was like, I just smile. It's like the Arkham games.
It's great. It is a brilliant. Good scene, but overall movie, I don't think so.
It was like an attempt to... They saw the MCU doing so well. So it comes in 2016, same year as Civil War.
It was a desperate attempt to get back, but it was a failed attempt.
But that's why they have that... You know that scene where Bruce Wayne finds Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Cyborg all on his computer, and he just has these three magical files of all their abilities. The whole reason that's there is to go, yeah, shit, we don't want to put the work in to set up a cinematic universe, but here they are. We have all the superheroes you could want here. They'll be in their next movie. And it's you're rushing it. Whereas Marvel spent years, they spent 4 years with solo movies before the first Avengers.
That was
their time, and it paid off.
I don't think it paid off too well. It definitely paid off money-wise.
Oh, it paid off money-wise for sure. But why don't you think the Avengers work then?
I think they work, but I just personally I'm a big fan. I think the movies work and all, but I think a lot of what people call it good for is because they're meant to think it's good. It has such a hype around it that it's very hard for someone to watch a movie and go, nah, it's shit, because it's going to be so against the curve.
So is what you're saying is you don't think it's bad, but you think it's overrated?
Yeah. I don't think it's awful, but I also don't think it's great. I don't think they're amazing movies. I think they're good movies for the most part. Some of them are a bit dodgy. Some of them are very dodgy, in fact.
Well, this is going to be a peaceful discussion, folks. So I am going to control my temper.
He's not going to hit me.
I'm not going to go in here. Oh my god. Well, I do not agree with Kyle Busch. We'll see. What are the ones you think are a bit dodgy?
Well, I think there's a couple of them that are just forced.
Like?
Well, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I admit, its placement in the MCU is a bit off. So it happens after Infinity War. Like, it's released after Infinity War, but it takes place after Civil War and before Infinity War.
Yeah.
So the placement is a bit odd, but it's a very fun movie. It is. It's fun.
I mean, I personally didn't enjoy it too much. I must clarify as well. When I go into the cinema to watch a Marvel movie, or when I'm watching one on the computer or whatever, I don't go in with the idea in my head that it's going to be a bad movie. I go in open-minded and I think, oh, maybe my mind changed.
Mm.
But so far, as of yet, like, I think a lot of what stops me from changing my mind is the amount of hype. Because people will, like, tell me, oh, this is the greatest movie that I've ever seen, and get me to go watch Endgame, and I watch it, and I'm like, okay.
So you don't believe in the hype that Endgame got, no?
No. And this is going to make you hurt me.
God, you just did a dagger in my heart.
Endgame came after Infinity War, yeah?
Yeah, it came after
Infinity Endgame War. Was the better of the two, definitely. But I just didn't see the hype. Like, I got through Endgame first time, no bother. Infinity War was a different story.
I do not understand that, because I remember you said this to me just before we started recording this. What is it about Infinity War that you don't like? Because I think, if anything, it's probably an easier watch than Endgame. Endgame, there's a lot of ties, but like the emotional ties. Like, to get that same feeling from Endgame, you need to watch the other movies.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, there's a lot more studying, if you will, to enjoy Endgame. Whereas Infinity War, like, literally anyone could jump in at that point and enjoy it. It's a fun, it's like a roller coaster. It's literally, you're going from one point to one point, Thanos collecting these stones, all the heroes trying to stop him, there's lots of humor. Some of the most quotable lines are in that movie. I think it is such a thrill ride. What is it about Infinity War that you think is so hard to watch? That's not the thing, you didn't like it. You couldn't watch it.
Yeah, no. Oh. When I was watching it, like, the first time I attempted to watch it and the second time I attempted to watch it, both times I was asleep before the hour mark. Which, like, for those people out there that know me, I've got some sleep issues. It takes me many hours to fall asleep at night. That was the first thing that successfully put me to sleep.
But it looks like we found the cure to your insomnia anyway.
Yeah.
So stick on the fucking Infinity War, but oh my lord, this is hurting me. So I'm the exact opposite.
But to be fair, you could see I gave it a try. I watched it those two times, and then I did watch it a third time. I watched it a third time the whole way through, and then don't care.
You do not care when, like, Thanos snaps.
I get it. Like, oh, he snapped half the planet away and all that, and like, oh, Spider-Man disappears.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, but so.
Oh god, that's emotional, man.
Yeah, but you have the emotional ties to it. I've watched all the movies, and I never really like not all the movies. I must clarify. I watched most of the movies, but I never really got that, like, oh, I love this character. This is like great character in the movie. Like, I really hope they don't die. If there was anyone that would give me that feeling, it would be Spider-Man, and that just proved to me that not for me. When I wasn't that sad when he was gone.
Right, so I'm gonna clarify this, because we are talking about your personal worst favorite MCU movie, and you're not saying it's Infinity War.
No.
Okay, so what's your worst?
The worst one is the Ant and the Wasp. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like.
So you think The Incredible Hulk's better?
See, that movie came out so, so long ago, and I had it on DVD. Or I had it on video when I was So yeah, it was on video. That's how old that movie is.
Mm.
And I watched it a fair bit, so I do. That's one of those movies that I just get a nostalgic feel of. Even though it is a bit boring, a bit slow.
See, that's my problem with it, is that I've watched way worse movies in it, but I don't think I've watched a more boring movie in it.
Would that be your least favourite in the MCU?
By far.
Yeah?
By a country mile. I think it is so dull and forgettable. It's the black sheep of the MCU. It is. It's the one that no one talks about. I know when people text me, they say, oh yeah, I'm thinking about starting the MCU. Like, what film came out first? Or like, what order is it? And I go, okay, well, technically, The Incredible Hulk came out second, but you can skip that because literally nothing happens. Marvel themselves try to forget that movie ever happened. They recast the Hulk after. Like, there's like,
great recast though.
Yeah, no, Mark Ruffalo is amazing.
Best. Oh man, I love it.
And look, I can't picture Ed Norton as Bruce Banner in the later MCU movies. Like, Mark Ruffalo really makes that role as well.
Yeah, he does.
That's one he has to give the MCU, though.
One of my favourite things to see is Mark Ruffalo's reaction to the other people on set with him.
Yeah, no, he's pretty funny.
He gets fucking shocked no matter who's standing in front of him. I love it.
I love him as well.
So you'd say the Hulk is definitely your least favourite.
Yeah, the Hulk would be my least favourite, yeah.
What would you say about for DC, then?
My least favourite DC movie? Alright, are we talking... So we're talking DCEU or just DC as a whole?
What movies qualify for the DCEU?
So from Man of Steel upwards.
Yeah, let's go for that.
Okay. See, this is a movie that, like I said, I'd much rather watch this over The Incredible Hulk, because this is a bad movie, but it's not a boring one. I enjoyed this movie, even though I know it's bad. But I've watched it so many times. I'm going with Suicide Squad. I think
cannot fucking believe this shit.
I was relaxed when you were shitting on Infinity War, so you can take this shit.
You insane, man.
Oh, my lord, man.
I love that movie.
No, it's fun, but it's bad. And it's not bad.
It's not bad. Oh, it's so good. That's actually another movie that has an amazing soundtrack.
It does have an amazing soundtrack.
I downloaded the whole soundtrack on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I was loving it.
But you see, the thing that I find, like, it's infuriating about Suicide Squad because it has one of the best trailers of all time.
It does.
I don't know how many movies I've ever felt that hype for after watching the trailer. And then the second trailer came out and it was just as good. And you're saying, man, this movie is going to be amazing.
I think it is amazing.
It's not. What's amazing about it? It's such a flop.
It's not. It's just, it's enjoyable the whole way through.
It's enjoyable, yes. But it's bad.
That's what makes a movie good for me.
So what, we're some sort of Suicide Squad.
Okay, that line is very forced on them. It was a very pointless line as well. Yeah. I don't see why they needed
it. It was literally, they put that line so they could have it in the trailer and they could be like, oh, like, they're expecting a reaction from it. Everyone just groaned and they're like, are you serious? Like, come on. Like, because I've never heard someone naturally even, like, refer to, like, a group of, like, mental lads and go, oh, they're a Suicide Squad. They're fucking head cases. Suicide Squad. Nah, man, no one says that shit, man.
I love the accent, man.
I don't know why I do the accent when I do it.
Actually, I'm doing that. You mentioned good trailers there. This is a little bit of a segue.
Hmm.
Bit of a tangent off. Did you see the trailer for the new Venom movie?
Yeah, I did. And I have to say, I'm really excited for it. I think Carnage looks amazing.
It does. It looks absolutely unbelievable.
And Woody Harrelson as Carnage, he just steals the show in that trailer. It's so good. I do find a little bit of it like a bit cringy, but it's the sort of cringy that I like. It's very entertaining cringy.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the first Venom movie as a whole, and I love watching the first Venom movie.
I love that movie.
It is such a good popcorn flick, but it is cringy as fuck, and they are not... I know they've replaced the director, Andy Serkis, you know the guy that does Gollum and all Lord of the Rings, and he does Caesar from Planet of the Apes, and all, you know that guy who does the motion capture for all them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one directing.
So he's
the one directing this movie. So I was thinking maybe with a change director might be a change of tone. Yeah, from the trailer. No, not a chance. Like, they're keeping that cringy humor. Yeah. And it works for the most part.
It does work.
There's just something about it that is very endearing.
It's a very unique form of cringy as well. Yeah. In my opinion.
To be honest with you, the Venom movies, alright, so I'm including Let There Be Carnage in this because we've seen the trailer for it and it seems it has a very similar tone. Them movies look like they should have been released early 2000s. Like, they fit in with that early 2000s campiness so well. Like, the Raimi Spider-Man movies, they fit in with that so well, and God, they're entertaining.
Actually, now that we're on Sony, what's your favourite Sony movie of all time?
So, we can include Homecoming and Far From Home in this, because while they're in the MCU, they're made by Sony.
Yeah.
So, we can include these in here. And it's hard, because I do love Homecoming and Far From Home as well.
I think Homecoming's a great movie.
Oh, it is. And I think both of them are fantastic.
I don't know if I've seen Far From Home. I think I have, but I'm not sure. That's in space, isn't it?
No, Far From Home is, so it's after, it takes place after.
Oh, no, he goes to Turin. Yeah, space is the first scene of the...
He's going on, like, basically a summer holiday. He's going around Europe for fucking after school. Like,
living life.
With his class trip, like, so. That's pretty much it. It's basically a trip around Europe. It's very fun. I'd have to go. I think this is one of the best movies of all time. No matter the genre, it's one movie. I just think it's told so well. It has to be Spider-Man 2 for me. I think it's one of the most perfect movies ever. And I can do a whole 40-minute video on just Swearman too. Like, so
that is an amazing movie. I did, like, I would have said without a doubt Spider-Man 2 is my favorite one. But
no.
this new trailer has me hyped. This new trailer had me hyped.
Come on.
So, like, it more so than anything brought back how much I enjoyed the first Venom movie. Like, how good I found that. And I it seems criminal to say that it's better than Spider-Man 2 is the only issue.
It does. It is a bit criminal. Look, it's very fun, but come on.
Like, okay, so if we were to go, which one am I going to, am I more likely to sit down just to watch to, for like, say, I've an hour free or that, and I just want to sit down and watch something that's going to let me, like, pass time, I'd probably stick Venom on. But if I was to pick my favourite, I think it'd be cruel to try claim that Venom's better than Spider-Man 2, so, and also, there's a high chance I get shot if I say Venom's better.
Yes, no, obviously, it's personal preference at the end of the day, and you aren't shooting on Spider-Man 2. If you were shooting on Spider-Man 2...
Oh, no, that'd be... That is, like
that'd be
unacceptable.
A different story. We probably have to stop this recording right here now while I keep the shit out if that was what you were saying.
Yeah,
you told me that was a bad movie, I was like, oh, no.
You think that goes your way, man? What?
I'd never let you kill me, yo. You think I'd just let you sit there, kill me?
What are you going to do, pussy?
Still there, pussy? God, that was... That conversation between DC and John Jones... That was
so funny.
Little bit of a segue there. What we're talking about quotes, I'm going to compare two between Spider-Man 2 and Venom. Alright, just because we're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
What's better, Pizza Time or Venom calling Eddie Brock a pussy? Pussy.
It might be. It's so funny.
That is so funny, man. Honestly, God, I don't laugh too much. You know when you're expecting, like, if I go see a comedy, so I'm a guard up. I'm expecting you to try and make me laugh, so like, I rarely laugh. I was pissing myself.
So
I was not
there.
Expecting it at all. I was like, pushy. Big fucking deep accent. I was like, oh my lord. I was pissing myself, man. It was so funny. So, and Pizza Time is so memeable, man. So many memes about Pizza Time. Pizza Time. So we've talked about the best Sony. While we're on Sony, we might as well bring in Sony and the Fox versus that. So what's your least favorite Sony movie then?
I don't actually know what I... as my least favourite.
So you pretty much have every Spider-Man. So
yeah,
the Raimi Spider-Mans, the Amazing Spider-Mans, the Homecoming kind of two movies, and the trilogies obviously being finished this summer. This winter. You've Into the Spider-Verse when you watch it.
Yeah, well,
I
have to
throw that dig in there. And you have Venom.
See, it's the issue is, for me to pick a least favourite there, it's going to have to be a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And more than likely... I'd say it's a hard one to do. I think maybe Spider-Man 3.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to say that one because...
Oh, wait, no. Spider-Man 3 is the one with the...
With Venom and Sandman.
Yeah, no. Can't be that one.
I have to... Before you answer this, because this... Anyone that knows me will know why I'm so interested by this. Why can't it be Spider-Man 3? Why can't Spider-Man 3 be the worst one?
Oh, that has a special place in my heart, man.
Yes, thank you. I love Spider-Man 3.
It does. I went and said, oh, man, I love that. When that was coming out, it was like, we were at the perfect age for that, weren't we?
Well, we were about 8 years old.
Yeah.
That like, that was...
So it was like literally when you are looking for some like a superhero to look up to pretty much. And then this Spider-Man comes out and it's again, and then there's Venom in it who basically just looks like a dark Spider-Man. And there's it's so good.
I think that Spider-Man 3 is probably the most underrated movie and overhated movie I've ever seen.
Maybe.
People give it so much shit because, emo Peter Parker and he dances in the street. Are you telling me you don't enjoy that? Like, and people give out and, oh my lord, I can feel the anger coming to my voice as I'm speaking. They give out and they're just like, oh yeah, like they're too cringy. Oh, Peter Parker dances in the street, too cringy. Spider-Man 2, he's nearly singing, he's dancing to raindrops keep falling on my head. And he's fucking falling over, he's eating tofu, hot dogs. And everyone loves that movie. I love that movie. But why are you hating that Spider-Man 3 for the same reason? I hate that criticism.
You know, that just leaves me in a difficult spot, though. That means I've got to say, first Spider-Man's my least favourite.
What about the Amazing Spider-Man?
The Amazing Spider-Man's there in
the
Sony. Probably first one there.
Bitch shit,
wasn't it?
It's very rare that we agree on 2D. Yes, the Amazing Spider-Man, the first Amazing Spider-Man is the worst.
It's a bitch shit.
And see, it's not that it's a bad movie. it's the exact same movie as the original Spider-Man, which came out 10 years before. So it kind of makes it a bit bland.
A bit shit and pointless.
Yeah, it's pointless. That's the best description is I can give it. I enjoyed it, but it's pointless. It tells us nothing that we didn't already know.
That's a good point.
We've seen Uncle Ben die. We've seen him get his powers. We've seen him cope with being Spider-Man and all that. Yeah, there's some different plot beats, and they're fun. Especially the battle between Spider-Man and Lizard in Peter's high school.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
But does it need a whole 2-hour movie made out of it?
No. No.
No, change the story. We've seen it. That's what Homecoming was such a breath of fresh air, because we didn't see Uncle Ben die again.
Yeah, see, I like
he's already Spider-Man. We didn't see him get bit. You know, so we've already seen him. We've seen so many times.
Agreed. Right, well, really quick, we're just going to take a little trip back to that Marvel movie, because I must say, I forgot. We said MCU, didn't we?
MCU, yeah.
Yeah, I will not let us discuss Marvel as a whole and not discuss the X-Men.
Oh, that's fair enough. We can talk about it.
Because the X-Men, in my opinion, is better than the MCU, which is going to make people fucking hate me.
See, the worst thing is, I knew that was coming. We discussed it when we were planning on doing this episode. It still hurts every time I hear it. Like, it hurts deep, man.
But, like, what I find about the X-Men movies is, he sort of similar to Spider-Man 3. They get a lot of criticism and a lot of hate.
It's undeserved, I agree. It's undeserved.
Like, there isn't... Like, I understand that sometimes the CGI looks a bit shoddy or that. But as a movie, and like as characters, they're good characters. It's a good way to do the movie. It's nice. I liked, especially like that each character, like they have one, pretty much one power, and it varies on level of power and level, like how much they can control that and everything. Everything is a variable, and there's so many different characters in the universe that I just love it.
I think they're overrated for sure. And yeah, they have some misfires. They have some bad movies, and I'm doing the bunny rabbit ears because like, some of them aren't bad.
Okay, he's doing air quotes.
Yeah, the bunny rabbit ears.
The bunny rabbit ears.
Is that what you call them? They're not bunny rabbit ears.
I call them air quotes because that's what they are, man.
Nah, they're bunny rabbit ears.
New quote marks in the air.
Air quotation, you know, like, nah, fuck that, man. Bunny rabbit ears. Yeah, no, they're not. Like.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll go through the bad movies, all right? The Last Stand is it's a misstep. It's not bad. Like, it's not great. It's not bad. It's very average.
I love The Last Stand. I have it on DVD. Watch it a lot.
It's very average. And I don't like the kind of subplot, you know, where, the mutant cure and all that. And, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. But, like, it's not... It's an interesting idea. I just don't think the X-Men
are very good. I like that one. I think the start of that movie is great. Where it's... What's your man's name that has the wings?
Angel,
yeah, that's very obvious. I was literally going to describe them as angel wings as well. yeah, I think it's nice how they do it. Like, he's there and you can see he doesn't like being a mutant. He tries cutting off the wings.
That is such a sad scene.
It's a very sad scene. It's a gruesome scene. But I think it's a very vital scene to the movie, because without that scene, the movie is a bit shit, in my opinion, which is bad.
See, the only look about that scene is that I think it's going back and watching it in 2021. And you know, like with self-harm, especially in young people, and it's just that was like, I suppose that's probably the first depiction for like a movie that was rated 12. And like, it is, it's a powerful scene, like, and
it is,
it's horrible to see it. Like, oh my lord, he's seen the blood coming out of him, and it's nasty. And yeah, I think it was important that they touched on that. I think it's got more important through the years, but back then people probably wouldn't have had an idea. There's like, oh, it's sad, but it's become more relevant as time has gone on.
Definitely.
Talking of another bad X-Men movie that has an amazing, amazing start, amazing introduction, X-Men Origins Wolverine has one of the best starts to a movie I've ever seen. And it does certainly drop off after. That montage of him going through all the wars, like Vietnam, World War II, all that shit.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then the movie does take a step down.
Yeah,
I hate his claws in that movie. You know how they used to, like, the CGI in them is so obvious. You know, he's like in the bathroom, he gets his claws and all that. Like, he gets the metal claws instead of the bone claws.
Yeah, he has the... Oh, yeah, I don't like
and then they're like so shiny, and he's here, like, hitting the margin, and like, tee, tee. And they just look so fake.
Yeah, they do. They look like...
So fake compared to the movies that came out, like, 9 years before. They look a bit ridiculous. They look more realistic. I enjoyed the movie, but they absolutely butchered Deadpool in that movie.
Right, well, we can't... Wait, Deadpool was in what?
Do you know Deadpool was in X-Men Origins?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you not remember Ryan Reynolds in it? And then they, you remember he comes out and they're after doing all these experiments on him, after getting like psychosis, after getting fucking all his powers. And it's like, oh, well, it looks like Stryker finally found a way to shut you up. And it's like, the Merc with a mouth with no, that can't speak. The Merc with no mouth. Like, it, oh my God, it's such, that's why people hate that movie so much. I understand it. I enjoy watching it, but I completely understand and I agree with you 100% that they fucked up Deadpool so well. That nearly destroyed Deadpool's character. Deadpool was so lucky at that song.
By God, when Deadpool's solo movie came out, that was a revival.
Oh my God, it was.
That was huge.
That's one of my favourite cinematic tricks ever.
Definitely.
It was such a bundle of joy. It was such a shock how good it was.
Yeah.
I had so much fun with that
movie. Oh, I love that movie.
And then we can talk about, before we go back to the main topic, is the MCU versus DC as a whole, really. So before we go back to that, we can't leave the X-Men movies without talking about how good Logan was.
Oh, we cannot. I was waiting for you to finish talking about Deadpool. I was ready to bring it up as well.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I was not letting this go, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Logan was such a good movie. It was a masterpiece.
Best X-Men movie?
Definitely. Not probably. Definitely.
Yeah, no, it has
to date, though. To date, because there's definitely good things going.
Well, they're back, but they're with the MCU now.
Yeah.
Disney own Fox now, so they have the rights to the likes of the X-Men and the Fantastic Four again. And I do believe under Kevin Feige, I do think that they could reach new heights. Definitely
could.
They'll be a lot more consistent anyway, because X-Men, that's the one
I really hope. Yeah, see, that's the big problem with X-Men, is how much time there is in between. Because even the actors they get to play, the characters, have aged so much in between each movie, it makes it a bit difficult to watch them as a marathon, like.
Oh, definitely. And then, it's just, the thing with the X-Men movies, you can tell, is that they're making up as they go along. They're literally going, okay, well, people didn't like this movie, so, shit, we're going to just reboot it, and we're just going to get new actors, and it's going to be great. And then, the reboot does really well, and they go, you know what we can do? We can bring back the old version of the characters too, and they're all going to fucking love it. And we did. We loved it. And they go, oh, Grandma, we'll bring it back, we've got the 80s now, and, you know, and everyone hated Apocalypse, and then,
yeah.
They do just, they're reactionary, and whereas the MCU was all thought out, it's planned.
It is planned.
And you can see the trends. If you go back, when you rewatch movies, you're just like,
There are some things, and that is one thing I have to give to the MCU. There are points where you can, like, look back at the older movies and see, like, little hints or that of what's going to happen.
You know, one of my
future.
Favorite foreshadowings in the whole MCU.
Foreshadowing, that's what it's called.
Foreshadowing, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting all
I was trying to think of the word.
I did a film and media in Dunboyne for a year. Oh, fucking amazing.
And then dropped out.
I didn't drop out, I finished at your bar.
Okay,
I dropped out of Tala.
You finished it and then dropped
straight
out
of Tala. Straight out of Tala. Straight out of Tala. Smother your mother. I make your sister think I love her.
Please stop, man.
Well, that's Easy E, man. Shout
out,
man.
No, I know. Yeah, big shout out, Easy E.
R.I.P. Yeah, no. One of my favorite bits of foreshadowing of the whole MCU is, you know, in Avengers, the Avengers Assemble, that is, when, you know, Tony and Steve are arguing, and then Captain America goes, "You're not the kind of guy to make the sacrifice play to let someone crawl over you and make, like, let them get out ahead of you, pretty much." And then Tony says, "Everything special about you came out of a bottle." And then by Endgame, they are both proved each other. Steve's worried to hold me on there. And Tony obviously makes the sacrifice play, snaps to save the whole world.
Yeah.
And they both, and you're looking back on it, you see from that moment they had already planned out that this was the story trick.
That snap was a massive moment.
It was, man. That was everywhere.
Even for me, not a fan of Marvel, that was a big moment.
It just, like, oh my God, that movie was just such an event. Like, that wasn't a movie, that was an event. That was the sort of thing. I remember the day, I remember the date, I remember where we were beforehand. I remember, you know, you were playing the Man City that day and we lost 2-0. I was fucking good. Oh my God, man. I remember everything about it. I remember the feeling after leaving. We went to the midnight show, me, Brad, and JMG. Midnight show. Alright, so midnight, 3-hour movie, ends 3 a.m. Bus isn't there until what? I think it was 6:30, 7 a.m. was the bus. We had to wait fucking hours late, buddy. Freezing. Honestly, I've been working here at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's so fucking worth it, I have to say. But me and Brad came out. And we sat on the bench next. We didn't speak to each other for fucking hour, man. Honest God, it was like we lost a member of the family. Like, it was so, it hit so hard, man.
Yeah. Oh. I couldn't even tell you what year it came out in, man.
it was an event. It was
It was a big moment, and sort of just not even just in Marvel. It was a big moment in film.
I booked that for.
Of course.
Man, there was no way I wasn't seeing that. Man, that movie got spoiled from the first. Well, that's what we insisted. We insisted we're not even seeing the second show. But man, you will get spoiled. It was that fear, man. You did not. Oh my god,
wait,
you should have seen the crowds.
I cannot let you discuss these Marvel movies without explaining this Thanos theory to me.
Oh god. I can't believe you hadn't heard this. Alright, for all you out there, I'm sure you've heard. Obviously,
I'm sorry to cut those off in one of those rants that I know everyone loves, but please, please explain Thanos.
Yes, I don't know how this came up now, to be honest. Me and Kyo, we were literally sitting in his gaff, we're after filming one of the episodes, we're just watching the match or whatever. And we were talking about ideas for the next one, and we brought up this, and I don't know how it came up now, we talked this, but then Kyo mentioned he'd never heard it. And I was shocked.
Yeah, and then
this is his first time hearing it. I have not explained it. He wanted to hear it live.
He sent me a video of being explained on what show was it?
The Graham Norton show.
And I refused to watch it. I said I want.
Yeah.
I want an idea that sounds that good explained to me on the podcast.
All right, so I'm sure all you can remember after Thanos snapped and half the superheroes were gone, half the world was gone, and then so everyone was speculating. Well, one, how could the Avengers beat him? And then two, how could he bring everyone back? So their theory for how you could beat him was, if Ant-Man got out of the quantum realm.
Yeah.
Alright. And he went small. Like he went, he became, like he was. Like he's Ant-Man.
So
he goes
became,
small.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Big. So it is that he goes small, go up Thanos' ass. Yeah, okay. So he goes up Thanos' ass.
Okay.
And then when he's in there, he expands. And he becomes a giant man. And then he absolutely tears Thanos apart from the inside. And that's how they beat Thanos.
Is there no other hole? Like a nostril or something? That
well, I don't know. That was the theory. It was the Thanos theory. Like, I don't know. Man. I didn't make it. But I suppose the only thing I could say for why they didn't go with the nose or the ear or... Well, the ear maybe would have...
I suppose...
He would have felt you crawl up his lip. And gravity's not going for you that way either. But I suppose gravity's going when you're going.
No.
That, unless you're sleeping.
Maybe.
But then again, if he was sleeping, why couldn't he go up his nose?
Oh, because he breathes through your nose when you're asleep.
Why can he go through his ear?
His ear, yeah. That's...
Yeah, maybe Ant-Man's just not a fan of earwax.
Oh, maybe. That's the whole logic behind it, is that
could be it.
If you go up the nostril, there's going to be a lot of...
But maybe Thanos didn't trim his nose hair.
Yeah,
just a bit of a jungle
there be a lot of hair. There might just be a bit of congestion.
You never know.
And that. Through the ear, there's a lot of wax. Maybe you get stuck. Maybe anus is the best way to go.
The most disappointing bit of the whole of the... Well, the MCU, and especially Endgame, is that the Thanos theory was not true. It's so disappointing.
That would be...
If that happened, oh my lord.
That would have been...
Social media would be on fucking fire. Oh my god.
Yeah, but you yourself would have been pissed off. That's how they end.
No, I would have been snapping. Like, if that was that was the last Marvel movie we got, and it just ended with Thanos. Oh my lord, man. Could you imagine that? And then Ant-Man's like, oh, we won. Yeah, brilliant. He said, that shit was fucking disgusting. No, honestly, I can't believe you've never heard that theory.
No,
I haven't. Oh, God.
Oh, that was brilliant. Just ask me the ass.
Oh, God.
Oh, right. All right,
so we're getting close to finishing up here, but we can't go. We cannot go. Whatever you tell me. Favorite superhero, favorite villain, from Marvel, DC... And I'll let you have... You can have Fox and Sony, because I know you want to talk about Fox as well. So, and I know Fox and Sony are both Marvel properties, but from their movies.
Okay, so we'll start with DC. Easiest one. Favorite character? Batman. Or favorite hero, Batman. Favorite villain, Joker. Very, very,
very
basic,
easy.
Very simple.
Very easy mix.
If we go into... We'll go Fox and Sony next.
Yeah, go Fox.
Right,
yeah.
Favorite villain... Oh no, it has to be Venom.
Favorite villain for this, yeah, I'm assuming Sony.
Yeah, this is... Are we not doing Fox and Sony combined? I thought we were.
No, I think it's just Sony.
Oh, right. We'll go Sony then. Sony answers itself. It's Venom and it's Spider-Man.
Okay.
It's very easy.
Yeah,
we go into Fox. This is where it gets a bit difficult. Right, well, favorite hero is Storm, no doubt.
Yeah.
Storm is amazing. I fucking love Storm.
Tell me why you love Storm. You told me before, but sure, tell the listeners. So I'm sure you'd like to hear your obsession with Storm is.
She's really cool. She's got great ability. She's so vital to the team as well. Like, she's very important character. They need her. She's one of the important teachers to all the young ones.
She's
very, very good looking.
Wait, are you talking about Halle Berry, or are you talking about the recast? I can't think of your own name.
Halle Berry.
You're talking Halle Berry.
The recast is too, but Halle Berry, definitely.
Well, we don't watch Stormy and Brom. You prefer, so.
No. Oh, well, I don't
only
have
only one answer for the villain. An X-Men villain. Only one answer. Come on.
I know what you're thinking. There is only one answer.
What do you think?
I'm thinking that there was a villain I really liked, and I'm going to have to check the name of them, from X-Men The Last Stand, I believe it was.
Oh, if it's Juggernaut, I'm going to kill you.
It's not Juggernaut. Oh, I hate it.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
Yeah, I did
That's
not like
that. That's one of the
craziest
I've ever heard in my life. Vinnie Jones as Juggernaut. Who thought that was a good idea?
It was a bad idea, to be fair. Was it Iceman? I think Iceman might have been it.
Yeah.
Iceman was...
Iceman
might have been one of the good. Oh, I'm not sure.
I think it's Pyro.
Pyro seems like
Pyro.
It should be his name. Yeah.
He was the bad guy. Naturally, you know, water.
Although,
fire bad.
That depends though. If you count, what's her name? Oh my god, I'm going completely blank here. Is it Raven? Raven, yeah, surely. Raven's.
Yeah.
The shapeshifter.
Yeah, right, Mystique.
Yeah, Mystique, yes.
Yeah, she's a good villain.
Mystique, I'd say, has to be the best villain out of the whole thing.
See, I don't like when Jennifer Lawrence will cast Mystique, and, you know, Mystique's whole thing is that, you know, I like Jennifer Lawrence, and I love her performance in the first two, but then, you know, when she started hating wearing the blue makeup and all that, like the blue kind of fucking art, what's it called? Blue paint. We'll talk blue paint. I'm sure there's a better term for that.
Yeah, definitely.
The blue paint. Anyway. And, you know, that's Mystique's whole thing, is that she doesn't want to be considered human. She finds her blue form beautiful.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Lawrence didn't want it, so they had so minimal scenes. Like, she was always in her human form.
Yeah, she was in it way too much.
Yeah, and that annoyed me, because it goes against the character of Mystique. She loves her blue form. Like, she loves, that's who she is.
Just for those of you that... could not see that, as soon as Noza said that he didn't like that Jennifer Lawrence was casted, my jaw genuinely dropped and he had to backtrack a little bit. he had to explain himself.
Yeah,
not backtrack.
I had to explain himself. I don't know how Magneto is not your number one villain from the X-Men universe.
See, Mystique is, I don't know what it is about, she's just very, like, she's so crafty, and like Magneto's great and all, but like Mystique makes things happen. Like, she's good at that. She's good at getting involved, and she's such a good character in that she can just literally turn into anyone, just pretend to be them for a little bit, and then fucking cause Anthony to happen.
Yeah. Alright, well, sure, it's personal preference.
Yeah.
So we'll have to give you that one. So we'll go on then. So you said your DC, you said your Sony, you said your Fox. It's the big one, baby.
We've got to go into this one then now. Right. Favourite hero. My favourite hero in the entire MCU.
Yep. And favorite
hero wise, I think it would be, you know what, it might be Rocket Raccoon. It might be Rocket. I love Rocket. I fucking love
him. He's
so cool.
Welcome to the freaking Guardians of the Galaxy. Except he didn't say freaking. I'm sorry to Bradley Cooper for butchering that.
Yes. I love Rock Aku.
That's
the
first time I've ever tried that impression. I can only imagine how bad that sounds.
I could see why it's the first time. Actually, you cannot bring up your impression now. We're gonna have to take a little break from this section of the podcast for Noza to give us a lovely Bane impression.
I dread doing this. Just because I'm telling you. Jamie, I know you're listening. You're a bollocks.
Jamie, you're a fucking legend, man. Do your Bane. Do it. Do it for everyone.
You mean you adopted the darkness? I was born in it. Molded by it. What a lovely, lovely voice.
Perfect.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, it's dead on, man.
I enjoy doing it, but I know it's not Bane. Like, I enjoy the way my voice, whatever it sounds, it comes out pleasant. Like, it feels good coming out of my throat. But it sounds so bad.
Oh god,
it's so bad. Well, here's fucking karma. Because here's karma. You have to do, Kyoto's the best Joaquin Phoenix Joker impression I've ever seen.
Okay. real quick.
Wiping his shit up out of this.
Real quick, we're gonna call that headphone warning. Headphone listeners, beware.
Audio discretion is advised.
Yeah. What he said. Okay, right, here we go. It went bad, Moz. It went so bad. It went bad.
He gave one chuckle and he was gone.
No, man, it went bad from deep.
It's supposed to be more of a cackle.
Yeah, well,
give him more go. You do better.
Right, here we go.
Audio discretion
advised. So much worse than it used to be, man.
Oh, God. If you heard it last week, when he was he showed me for the first time, it was a bit better.
It was so much better. I've lost it.
Alright, so what you said your favourite hero from the MCU, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite villain?
Is there many choices for my favourite villain, or is it just Thanos?
Well, the Vulture's very good. Killmonger is brilliant.
Did they just have to have been a villain in any movie?
Been a villain in any movie. So you can count Loki, though.
Yeah, I like Loki. I really like how he just fucks you up. He's such a little bastard.
He's such a
little fucking squirmy cunt.
I love Loki, but he's such a weasel. Like, he goes against weasel. You so many times.
Weasel is the perfect word to describe it. That weasel. Is exactly what he is.
Oh, God. I love Loki, though. And I can't wait for the Loki fucking Disney Plus show. That's out next month now.
What, is it live action?
Yeah, live action, he has his own show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, June 9th, I'm pretty sure.
I might be resubscribing to Disney Plus.
You should never cancel.
I shouldn't have cancelled. I don't know. I cancelled to get Funimation. Funimation does anime.
Yeah, we've got to watch that. Hold on. You're going to have to get back.
I definitely do. And that'll also give me a chance. Is Into the Spider-Verse or not?
No.
Right, well,
it's on Netflix.
Very easy for me to watch that.
Yeah, and if not, have it on Blu-ray, baby. You can get it then. There's no way you're getting away with that.
Right.
Before,
you've got to go through yours now.
Okay, I'll do it very quickly and then we'll wrap up on this note. I'll go through all four.
We go Sony first.
Okay, Sony first, but obviously it's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man and...
I don't know if he'd be my favorite... Like, maybe not my favorite villain ever, but my favorite live action portrayal of a villain has to be Dr. Octopus from Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Venom, and Venom would probably be my. I probably prefer Venom as a character, but live action.
Dr. Octopus was good. It was very good.
It was an iconic portrayal. I can't wait to see him. Good. Alfred Molina is back as Doc Ock in No Way Home, and I cannot wait.
That will be good.
Whoa, God, we're not going to have to review that for the fucking Oscar. We're going to start reviewing all these from the Oscar. Yeah. It might start with Loki, if you are all lucky.
So bad, man.
What do you mean?
Loki, if these are all Loki, man.
That'd be a treat.
Thought you did that on purpose.
No, I wasn't doing a joke then. I was saying.
I thought you tried to do a
bad genuinely, man. No, trust me, I'd be doing some wink or something.
Right, next up we've got your...
So Fox.
Fox.
Alright, I'll go Wolverine and Magneto.
Actually despicable. That's not
Storm. I don't think that's too controversial.
Man, have you never seen in Last Stand where Storms always go white? She looks so good.
Okay, DC, is it?
You can't just move on like that and make it sound like I won't shut up.
In fairness, I was thinking about what I was going to say and then you were saying I was
just You did me in, man. Right.
Continue. Just start up there.
Okay, DC, man.
Alright, DC. Well, I'm going to say you in this one. It's strange to be agreeing on so many things in one day, but...
Yeah.
It's going to have to be Batman and Joker.
Oh, really? It's not Bane, man.
I love Tom
Hardy. Your impression is so good, though. I thought you would have watched that movie so many times to get such a good impression.
I've watched it so many times, but I watched the Dark Knight even more. And the Joker is just a better character in all. Like, in the Arkham games, in the animated, in the Nolan trilogy.
Suicide Squad.
Well, there's no... He is very good, though. He does...
Jared Leto.
Everyone hates Jared Leto's performance, and I have to say, I think it was misguided, but I think it was the director's fault. I think he was doing what he was
told. I was extremely offended by everyone saying that shit about him, because I think he played it very well.
And he definitely does redeem himself a lot in Justice League.
I cannot wait to watch that.
Yeah. Hopefully by the time you get this next episode out, or the next time you do a film episode, we're going to have to bring it up and see if you can watch it. We're going to have to. Everyone's going to push and watch this movie. It's so hard to get him to watch it. Alright, and then just before we close up, so we're going to Marvel. Oh, Marvel's hero is so hard.
Oh, what's not hard for me, man? All right, the raccoon.
My top three. Top three is Iron Man, Spider-Man, Captain America.
Raccoon, I just realised that. Out of all of the heroes that are available to me, I'd pick the raccoon.
Mm.
You know, if it wasn't Rocket, it'd be Thor.
That's fair. Thor was really dead after Ragnar.
I really like Iron Man.
Oh, I love him.
I really like how Robert Downey Jr. plays him.
Robert Downey Jr. He doesn't play Iron Man.
He is Iron Man. That is the thing.
It's one role you never want to see recast because I'm just Iron Man. Who could do it better?
No. I like that is one thing that I think I'd be offended if I saw they had a new Iron Man.
Hmm. Oh no, it hurt my soul. But that being said, you have to be open and I can guarantee in 20 years time.
We'll probably see the same thing about someone else.
I would have said the same thing about Tobey Maguire. I never want to see Tobey Maguire recast as Spider-Man. I want to see Tobey Maguire play role forever. And then I think Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man.
Tom Holland, I think so, yeah.
I think he is. I think he's better than... See, Tobey was a great Peter Parker and a good Spider-Man. Andrew was a great Spider-Man and a good Peter Parker. Whereas Tom Holland is great at both.
I don't think Andrew was too good.
I don't think he was Spider-Man.
I don't think he was bad. I just think he let down a little bit. Like, from what I was expecting him to be.
See, the fact that there's so many Spider-Man movies, and I'd say that's one we could do. This definitely requires its own video, but I'd say actually closer to No Way Home. So that comes out in December that we can actually start. We can do a whole video on that, I'd say. Closer to No Way Home, because, you know, the hype start building and all that.
Yeah.
And then, sure, Tobey will have his trilogy. Obviously, Andrew got cut off from making the trilogy, and Tom will be just about to complete his trilogy. So it'll actually be a fair comparison. So, yeah, I'd say we go with that.
You've got to give your... Who's your favourite villain?
From the MCU, it has to be Thanos. And share with the Vulture, share with the Mysterio. I thought you were all brilliant. I thought Loki's brilliant.
Loki is so funny, man.
But it's going to have to be Thanos, man. Thanos is the Joker of the MCU. Like, he's just so iconic. And he's in pop culture for life now. Like, he's amazing. I love Thanos. And Josh Brolin stole the show.
Okay. Right, and on that note, I think that's going to be it for this edition of the Nozcast. Thank you all so, so much for listening. We appreciate it very much. We hope you enjoyed. We certainly did. And Noz, any final remarks before we say goodbye?
All I got to say is, remember, folks, we take this shit so seriously.
Right, thank you and goodbye.